Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Student Services up on the campus of USU Eastern. Lots of really cool things going on, or getting ready to go on campus. And big news come out just last week about a big, they're still trying to figure out how and what they're going to do with this, but had a quite sizable donation. We're going to talk about that as well. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in and joining us today.
Dave, thanks for having me on and excited to share the great news and some upcoming dates.
So how are things going on campus right now? School's in swing, everything's going, sporting events, all kinds of great things.
It's fun to have the energy. The students bring that energy, have a lot of great student activities going on. Athletic events have been super fun. Yeah, things are rolling.
All kinds of fun going on up there on campus. And this one will kind of, guarantee maybe a little bit that funner things can happen too. Cam Gardner, let's talk about this grant or the endowment, or you said you're still trying to talk with the donor as to what's going to happen with this.
Yeah, so the background is President Randall from the University of Utah went and visited campuses. Part of the visit team that came with President Randall was Kem C. Gardner, and he's a big donor to education, and he committed $100,000 to USU Eastern that will be applied to scholarships, and we're working with him on donor intent so we can get those dollars in students' hands. And we're very excited and very, very grateful and thankative to Cam Gardner for his donation.
It's just another one of those great things that, you don't expect to happen, but here it is, and somebody just shows up and hands you that, isn't it?
It was quite funny because I was one of the points of contact with him, and we said, how would you feel if I donated $100,000? I was a little surprised because my initial thought was, I wish I had $100,000 I could just donate on the spot, but then was very, very taken back and appreciative of the donation and the offer, and it's going to be a life changer and a game changer for a lot of students.
So that's going to go in, and that's just one more great thing. It's great when they can get out and do these things and see these things and see what's going on campus and make that decision to do it right there on the spot. And that is a great thing, and especially for the campus here in Price. It's going to be wonderful. And, yeah, it's going to give a lot more people an opportunity to maybe go to school that weren't going to go.
Yeah. Yes, very generous, and we're super excited. And we're also very thrilled that he was impressed enough with USU Eastern to make that donation.
Well, and one of the impressive things about USU Eastern, and you said you've got the day is coming up, and it's Technical Education Day. This is coming up on October 28th. And what kind of programs are going to be highlighted for Technical Education Day, and what really is it all going to be all about?
Yeah, so we're excited to have Technical Education Day because Tech Ed's an important part of our campus. We have a lot of great certificates, and we want to highlight that. And on the 28th, we're going to have the opportunity to do so. And that could go anywhere from nursing to aviation to diesel mechanic, automotive. There's a lot of great certificates that also give students a lot of great earning power. And they can complete some of these in as short as a semester to a year and a half. Couple years, and so we're going to open up our campus to anybody who's interested, and we'd love to highlight and showcase our technical education programs.
I think that's kind of a maybe. I don't know if you could call it an unsung hero about USU Eastern. We talk all the time about getting your associates, and you can even get your doctorate here in Price and stay here and get that from there. But you know what, these technical education courses are amazing, and as you said, as short as a semester, and they can be out into the workforce and earning. There's nothing wrong with learning a trade, is there?
Nothing at all. In fact, CDL drivers right now can make some pretty good money to where I'm considering it myself.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's always hiring CDL drivers, and what a better place to learn. There is none than USU Eastern. Going down the list of other things that are coming up on the 3rd of November, you're going to have the senior preview, and what will go on this day? I mean, these are very important dates because yes, they just barely started, and they're just going to get into Q2 at high school. But it's time to start thinking about these things as well, isn't it?
We're hoping to get on the radar, so that's the idea behind our senior preview day. It is dedicated to our high school seniors, really, here locally or across the state. We want to showcase campus. We want to help them understand the programming and options available at USU Eastern, both with scholarships, with academics, with campus life and how much fun our campus is for students. So it's really a chance for for the high school senior to come on campus, engage with our student population, our ambassadors, and get a feel for what Eastern is all about and see if it's a good fit.
And now you guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys do a couple of these a year, don't you?
We do, yeah. Where we call them the True Blue Days.
Right, but, right. And you have the students come on campus and kind of get a feel for student life and those kinds of things. And so this is going to be a great event. And if you're a senior in high school right now, now is the time. Start getting in, make those decisions, and decide, you know, what is the path that you want to go down.
Yeah, and this is an opportunity to just come check it out. See if it's a good fit and if Eastern might be the place for you.
And then if you're leaning towards USU Eastern, the one day that you've got to go to, I mean, because it will help you just get on the other side of the fence, is the open house day that they have for Price. And that's coming up on the 9th of November. All kinds of great things go on, and you hand out scholarships that day.
We do, yeah. So we have an automated admission process now. So if you come and fill out an application through our process, we could get you admitted within a few minutes. It's so slick. You're going to get an email really, really quick and to saying you're admitted, and then you'll get another letter in the mail about a week later saying you're in.
And one of those things, and one of the best things that you can bring, if you've got them already to this, is a transcript. If you can get a hold of a high school transcript, right? And then maybe like, but then again, they don't really matter. ACT scores and those kinds
of
things.
Not this year. Yep, we're going to be awarding on your high school transcript. So bring your GPA and let's see what kind of scholarship we can give you.
And they'll give you one on the spot. They will award it right there.
Right there.
And plus, cool swag from just about every department on campus and
other resources, departments, faculty, staff will be there. Excited to meet you. Excited to talk about our campus.
I was really going for the Aggie ice cream.
Aggie ice cream, yeah, is also very important. We want to end with Aggie ice cream.
That's
so free
right.
Aggie ice cream, come indulge.
If that does not help you decide where you're going to go, I don't know what will.
I've got a cup of Aggie Truement set aside for me already.
So there you have it. Lots of great things going on campus up at USU Eastern. Get up, be a part of it. You know, once again, we said sporting events going on. If you have any questions about these dates that are coming up, you can get a hold of, who was it again?
Krista Hepworth. Yep.
They're on campus, and was it usu.edu/admissions?
/events.
Everything's right there. They can get you signed up. You can decide what sounds good to you and just make an effort, get out there and explore what is right here in your own backyard and be a part of USU Eastern. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.